USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Authorities in Plantation, Florida say they've accounted for everyone who was injured in an explosion yesterday at a retail shopping plaza.
We've pretty much completed the search for victims. We believe we've located just about everyone. We are doing what's called a secondary search.
Deputy Fire Chief in Plantation, Florida, Joel Gordon. Southern California bracing for aftershocks after two big earthquakes. Thursday's 6.4 magnitude, then yesterday a 7.1 quake struck the same area. And seismologists say an even stronger quake could happen within the next week. The British ambassador to the United States is calling President Trump and the administration, quote, inept and uniquely dysfunctional, Kim Darroch, making the comments in a leaked diplomatic memo that's been published in a London newspaper today. And this is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Right now, you can get 5 cents off every gallon of fuel every day. That's 5 cents off every gallon with Make It Count rewards from Marathon. Plus, you can earn points for additional savings on fuel, airfare, hotels, and more. It's quick and easy to join. Just visit MakeItCount.com/radio or download the free app. So start saving today with Make It Count from Marathon. Offer valid only at participating Marathon locations. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
A couple of weeks later, the Democratic presidential frontrunner Joe Biden expresses regret for comments about working with segregationists in the United States Senate years ago.
Now, was I wrong a few weeks ago to somehow give the impression to people that I was praising those men who I successfully opposed time and again? Yes, I was. I regret it.
Biden there speaking to a largely African-American audience in South Carolina yesterday. Billionaire hedge fund manager Jeffrey Epstein is now under arrest for sex trafficking. The FBI reportedly arresting him on Saturday after he landed in New York. He's accused of sexual assault by over 30 young girls. Over a decade ago, he pleaded guilty to sex trafficking underage girls in Florida, and he served 13 months in prison. He's to appear in a federal court on Monday. You can find us online anytime or at usaradio.com.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Iran is threatening to break the nuclear deal that it made with world powers back in 2015. In a live news conference earlier today, senior officials said Tehran will reduce its commitments to the Iran nuclear deal every 60 days, unless world powers who agreed to the deal move to protect Iran from U.S. sanctions. Under the nuclear deal, Iran can enrich uranium below the level needed for nuclear weapons, but Iran's claimed that it's been doing otherwise, and its energy spokesman says it's now enriching that uranium to fuel a power plant and is prepared to do it at any level and at any amount as it wishes. Presidential candidate Kamala Harris is rising in the polls, the senator from California surging in a new Quinnipiac University survey, which places her second in the race for the presidential nomination of the Democratic Party. It shows her with 20% voter support, close behind former VP Joe Biden, who's fallen to 22%. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren's coming in third with 14%, and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has slipped to 13%. And a NASCAR race in Daytona postponed because of severe weather. Heavy rains yesterday led to NASCAR officials deciding to reset the Coke Zero Sugar 400 for today. And remember, we are online at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.